The Little Piggies, yes. Beatles, once again, here at 720 WGN. We're going to talk about not just little piggies, mid-sized piggies, the one that went to market, the one that stayed home, all of them. April, how do you say your last name? Noga? Do I have that right?
Yes, April Noga.
And you are the founder and executive director of Chicagoland Pig Rescue, correct?
I am, yes. And thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, are you kidding? The headline screams, "No pig left behind. Meet the Chicagoland volunteers racing to rescue pigs across the Midwest." Come on. Who could ignore a headline like that? Come on.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, now, where do I go from here? All right. This isn't devil's advocate. This is me trying to do an interview. Why do pigs need to be rescued?
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that question when they hear about a pig rescue. My take on it is that pigs, once you meet pigs and really get a chance to know them, you realize that as far as their capacity to feel love and joy and sadness if their friend passes, mm-hmm. or just this whole rich inner world that they have is so comparative to dogs and cats,
right.
and like
yeah.
other companions. Yeah.
Are you talking about, does this include pot-bellied pigs, which was a fad at one point? I don't know if it's still prominent in the pet world. Are you including those in the pig category?
Vietnamese
potbelly? Yeah.
Yeah, so we rescue potbellies, and we also rescue large breed pigs. So we're kind of working with animals anywhere from like 2-pound piglets up to like 1,200-pound farm pigs.
Oh, man! Where do they go?
Wide range, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
They go to farm sanctuaries, so there's a whole world out there, of farmed animal sanctuaries where animals are able to live out their lives without being exploited.
Yeah, it's great.
It's
a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm reading the article. Just let me... At their home in the south suburbs, the couple used to have furniture throughout the room, but the pigs tore it apart. They destroyed the last three sets, so when they tore through the last one, we were like, "What would you do?" Imagine a 3-year-old toddler that has Hulk strength. So they really ripped it up, huh? Is that what you're saying?
They did, yes. Our house has to be fully pig-proofed, which is so similar to, like, toddler-proofing. So we have, like, child locks on our drawers. We have a door to our kitchen because the kitchen is like this magical portal where the cheese comes from.
Oh,
so,
yes. What started you in the pig rescue cause?
So when my husband and I first got our first pig, we just meant her to be like a companion animal. Mm-hmm. And we were just going to have one, you know, that's how it always starts. and then we realized very quickly, just by working within the pig community and volunteering at sanctuaries, that pigs need so many more advocates than they currently have. And rescuers are stretched so thin that, you know, anybody who has an open heart, who has the drive to help animals, like, we need you in the cause. So I definitely felt that pull, pulling on my heartstrings, that just more people need to be in the world helping pigs.
I want to get a little bit of the terminology here. Petting zoo are named in the article, and you go to petting zoos to rescue the pigs. What's wrong with petting zoos if they're what I think they are?
Yeah, so petting zoos are a bit of a challenge and a problem because the animals are still being used and, like, exploited for a purpose. Whereas, if an animal has a personality where they're a little bit more shy, you know, and they don't want to approach somebody, but they're forced to in a petting zoo, like that is where like the issue lies. Whereas with sanctuaries, the animals are able to live out their lives, but nothing is asked of them except just to live their lives, really. And so like that's the goal. And the case that the article is talking about, actually, so within that petting zoo, they decided they no longer wanted pigs in their petting zoo. So they were going to send all of those pigs to slaughter. Yeah, that's where we stepped in and wanted to save them. Yeah.
Well, that's excellent. I mean, talk about a cold, heartless attitude. You have these animals that they're exploiting. Come on, kids, come on in and pet the pig. Oh, we don't want them anymore. Now we're going to kill them. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How many have you saved? How many pigs?
Altogether, our organization has saved 314 pigs.
300?
Yeah.
How long have you been
doing? We've been hustling.
I guess. How long have you been doing this?
The case that kind of started it all that was in that article, that case happened in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got our official nonprofit status in 2022. We've been rescuing since 2020.
Okay. I'm going to try to draw an analogy between pigs and dogs. Because all animals, well, I'm sure there are some people listening. Hey, wait a minute. What about food? We use pigs for food. Okay, that's just push that off to the side for a moment. We take dogs that need care. We have pigs that need care. Then dogs are fostered in the sense that they go and live in a home until they are adopted. I know that you're, is that the same process for the pigs? If somebody wants to foster a pig, the pig comes to their home, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. So we work with both private fosters and adopters and also farm sanctuaries.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a larger pig that obviously can't live in a home, they're a large breed pig that's already full grown.
Yeah.
We have partnerships with sanctuaries who will foster for us. So they're like out on that acreage, that farmland already while being fostered. When it comes to pot bellies and like small breed pigs, they absolutely can go into people's houses and be fostered, and they love it. They flourish in the house, really.
Oh, that's what I've heard. In fact,
yeah.
I was just thinking here, not so much a pot bellied pig, but like, I don't know what I'm calling, like a regular pig. You know, I mean, it'd be sort of cool to have a pig walking around the house. You know what I mean? It's like that's not an everyday occurrence. Come here. Did you ever see the movie Babe, Pig in the City, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that the great? It's a great movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the actor who worked with that pig became like a huge animal rights advocate.
Did he?
From their experience with pigs. Yeah.
By the way, if you've not seen Babe, Pig in the City, you've got to see it. It is just an awesome, awesome film. And you know, there's a relationship. I mean, you have to, you know, drop your you have to believe that a pig can talk, first of all, and also, you know, sheep and everybody else. But the relationship between the owner and the pig is just really, it's sweet. Let's just put it that way. It's just a great, great movie. How do we get off on that? Oh, I asked the question. Thank you, John. So the pig is fostered and then is it adopted? Is that the right word to use?
Yeah, absolutely. So We, again, work with private adopters and sanctuaries, so depending on the pig's size and also the pig's personalities, we try to place the right pigs with the right adopters. We do, like, it's like a whole vetting process, just like you would with dogs and cats, an interview and stuff like that, so...
By the way, have you gotten any new furniture for the living room yet, or?
Not yet. Thankfully, we have another couch elsewhere in our house, but we're still problem solving that one room, unfortunately. Yeah. But honestly, they're worth it. They're full of love. And
I get it.
I do get it.
Hey, totally. It's a pig. I get it. You know, for me, it was a dog. I have a dog. They're like my kids. Mm-hmm. One dog ripped the crap out of everything in this house. I'm talking the molding around doors. It was just unbelievable. And, of course, I loved him, so that was okay. I don't know how else to put it.
And one thing that we love to do as far as Chicagoland Pig Rescue is work with pig parents to kind of get over that learning curve of caring for a new species. Mm. Because they are like dogs and cats, but they are also very different in certain ways. Yeah. So we love kind of providing that support system for new pig parents through like just our pig care guide, and I talk with people on a daily basis and troubleshoot stuff with them so that they can properly care for their pig.
Well, I'm imagining that you need money.
Yes. We do need money. We are donation-based, so everything that we do, we are funded by donations. But the great thing is, since we're a 501c3 nonprofit, all donations are tax deductible.
Mm-hmm.
And we just cherish our online community so much because we do get, you know, donations in the cases of emergencies and stuff like that. So we're so thankful for anyone who decides to donate because it really is like every dollar goes to saving lives.
So April, if people want to do that, what do they do? How do they do it?
So we have a website, ChicagolandPigRescue.com. And there's a tab, ways to donate. We also, you know, we have Venmo and PayPal. And, our social media. Yeah, it's all Chicagoland Pig Rescue. And that's how you can donate.
Well, all the best to you. I totally get it. I don't trust people who don't like animals. So
agreed.
Thank you. April, thanks for being with us. And all the best to you and everybody else who's working on the pig rescue. I appreciate you coming on tonight, and I hope we've assisted you in some manner.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And so do the pigs.
We'll pass on my regards.
Absolutely. Extra belly rubs tonight.
Hey, for them or me? Oh, I'm sorry. 8:49 at 720 WGN.